gorgeous, gorgeous day today. High of 62. It's 48 degrees right now. Some 50s until Thanksgiving, and then 66 for Thanksgiving Day, 68 on Black Friday for all you shoppers. So another beautiful Colorado week. Really nice to be with you. Before we go to our next guest, who is State Representative Dave Williams, who you may remember has been on this show and other shows talking about his sanctuary city bill. He's been polling the gubernatorial candidates about what kind of a position they might take on a bill like that. And it's going to be very interesting to hear what that's all about. If you're just joining the show, you haven't heard this yet. It's starting to get some national attention, though. This is so very important, the sort of new support to the national anthem. It's by country music singer Neil McCoy, and it's called Take a Knee.
Don't take
and who you've talked to and all that. Tell us a little bit for people on a bill like his as we head into these very important 2018 gubernatorial elections. Redistricting will be occurring in 2020. So very important to have a Republican governor in the mansion in 2018 and beyond. And State Representative Dave Williams, who really gained some notoriety during the end of the last session with a sanctuary city bill that he proposed, been on Peter Boyle's show and other shows here on 710 quite a bit. He has been asking, apparently, some of the gubernatorial candidates about their position on a bill like his. And so I want to hear more about that. State Representative Dave Williams joins us now. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was good to see you Saturday night. I hadn't met you before and really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. It was a pleasure.
So let's start with, before we go to candidates and who you've talked to and all that, tell us a little bit for people who are unaware what your sanctuary city bill was about in this last session.
Sure, absolutely. I offered a bill that would have effectively ended sanctuary cities in the state of Colorado. The bill would have mandated that local authorities, law enforcement, cities would have to cooperate with ICE and other law enforcement agencies at the federal level to enforce immigration laws. And it would have also mandated that, any sanctuary cities that still want to operate as a sanctuary city would lose state funding. But most importantly, the real teeth of the bill is it would have allowed victims of illegal aliens like what you've seen with the family of Kate Steinle in San Francisco, would have allowed them to sue politicians who created the sanctuary cities or maintained those sanctuary city policies in which their tragic situation would have occurred. And that is really what would have ended it, because politicians would actually have to have skin in the game. And I guarantee you that they would stop doing these sanctuary city policies if they were on the hook or if they were liable.
Yeah, actually having to have ownership, have responsibility for the results of the inevitable results of your actions. What a concept for a politician. So when you ran that bill in the last session of the Colorado State Legislature, did you have pretty significant Republican support?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what a lot of my colleagues on the right saw was that, it was not only sort of the right thing to do, morally right thing to do, but it was also politically popular. And I saw this definitely after I was on the, Fox News program with Tucker Carlson, and I went on to go on there a couple more times, was that I had a great response not only nationally, but also within the state. Different people of different political stripes, whether they be Democrat, Independent, or Republican, everyone reached out to me. And for the most part, everyone understood sanctuary cities are unacceptable, right? We don't get to pick and choose the laws that we, should follow. And, the appropriate response if you want to change immigration policy is get elected to Congress and make your case. But until then, we need to respect those laws. We are a law and order country, and that's what President Trump ran on, and that's what he won on. And most of the people, responded to that, and that's why it resonated so well.
One of the reasons I was really glad I ran into you Saturday night was because It was brought to my attention. I don't remember if it was a Facebook post or Twitter, a tweet that you sent out. But you were actually talking to the Republican challengers for the gubernatorial nomination about their position on your sanctuary city policy. And so I heard earlier a promo for the Dan Kaplis show. He comes on at 4 o'clock this afternoon. He's going to have Walker Stapleton on at 5. He's probably the most, perhaps the most prominent of the Republican challengers because he's well-funded. He's been the state treasurer for 2 terms, so he's got some name recognition around the state. And, of course, he's got a lot of financial support. He's a second cousin of George W. Bush. And so maybe let's start with him. Have you talked to Walker Stapleton about his position on the sanctuary city bill that you just described?
Not personally, but this is how it all started. I believe Walker was on the Craig Silverman show at one point, and he had been asked about my bill specifically. And, you know, I hadn't even thought about actually asking the governor candidates because I've been busy, you know, working on other projects for, you know, the General Assembly in the upcoming session. But he was asked, and he came out against it. He said no, that he wasn't supportive of that bill. And so I got to thinking, well, you know, it's probably important that I ask any and all these guys running for governor, because if they do win, then I'm especially going to rerun my bill and try to get it passed, because our state can't afford not to weigh in on this battle. And so, you know, Walker came out and he said, I would oppose that bill. But he said the typical Republican response, well, I'm going to do anything in my power to try and stop sanctuary cities. And he went on to say, you know, I rely heavily on the advice of the attorney general before, you know, taking whatever action that he thinks he could have. And, you know, of course, that's problematic in and of itself. What if we have a Democrat attorney general, right? So, you know, and I'm not going to disparage Walker or belittle his positions, but I can tell you that it's a pretty weak-kneed response. You know, all these politicians talk a great game, but in the end, when it actually, you know, when the rubber hits the road, they all kind of back off and they don't do what's necessary in order to fix the problem. So I figured that it would be great to ask everyone else. So far I've asked Doug Robinson, Vic Mitchell, and Cynthia Kaufman, and I'll be asking all the other candidates as well. But one thing I want to point out is with Tom Tancredo. I already know where his position is. Before he was governor, he actually came out in favor of my bill. He actually showed up to the committee and testified in favor of it and said it should be law. So I already know where he is. But just for the record, I will be asking him again, and I'll know that. And so your listeners know he'll come out on the right side of it. But so far, it's Walker's opposed it. Everyone else has kind of refused to respond at this point.
Interesting. So, you know, I'm a trial lawyer, and in trial, if you're in a civil trial, you know, seeking money damages or some other kind of repair for an alleged bad act, and someone takes the Fifth Amendment, in other words, they refuse to answer the question on the grounds that their answer could lead to criminal liability, then in a civil case, a judge or a jury, and certainly counsel, are entitled to infer from that lack of answer that the answer would not be favorable to that person. And so I think silence speaks volumes on an issue like this, and I hope you keep pushing everybody. Now, you mentioned that, you know, Walker, part of his answer, and I agree with you, it sounds like it was pretty weak, deferred to the attorney general. And obviously, governors have to work with their attorney generals. I hope, and I fully support George Brockler now that he's made his move into the attorney general's race. Have you had a chance to talk to him about your sanctuary city bill?
I had asked George before he had, you know, made the jump from governor candidate to attorney general. I had asked him, and he hasn't responded yet, but I will certainly follow up with George. I think he'll do well in the attorney general's race. I hope he will be supportive of my bill, but I haven't heard back from him yet either. And that's an important race we do got to win, because as you can see, you know, around the country, you have Democrat attorney generals, you know, making it their personal mission to, quote, resist the Trump administration. So if we get someone like Joe Salazar or I can't remember his name, but the former Obama appointee in there. You better believe that we're going to see a lot of more lawsuits paid for by the taxpayers against President Trump. So I'll be working my tail off for George Brockler or any other whoever ends up being the nominee in that race. But to answer your question, I haven't gotten a response from him at this point either.
All right. So it sounds like, and I may have assumed or just thought I understood more about how much information you would have on this issue. How long has your question been out with these other candidates? Is it unfair to draw too much of a conclusion about their failure to respond so far?
For some of them, I don't think so. The only person I would probably kind of give a pass at this point is Vic Mitchell. I did ask him recently, and I think we should give him a little bit more time. But everyone else has had plenty of time to weigh in on this. They do have campaigns got to run. I'm not the most important thing for them to even be thinking about.
Sure.
But I do want them to understand that this is an important issue. It's probably one of the most important issues right now in the nation. And we need to know where they're at. It makes no sense trying to have laws in place that actually don't have some sort of teeth or enforcement mechanism in them. And I can tell you that defunding is not enough. The city of Boulder, they said, we don't care. You can take all the money you want away from us. We're still going to be a sanctuary city. So defunding the sanctuary city is not going to get the job done, which is why we need to pass, meaningful legislation that will actually put these guys on the hook. So for everyone else, I don't think so. And I'll keep it up. And I guarantee you that most of these guys are not going to say anything. The only person that so far who's actually come out, and this is before he was a candidate, which I think speaks volumes, is Tom Tancredo.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who threw himself into a presidential race, got himself on a presidential debate stage only because all of those years, decade plus ago, he realized what a significant problem, what a significant issue that continuing to tolerate illegal immigration and open borders was going to provide, not just to our politics, not just to our fiscal sanity, but to really the nature of America and, the whole idea of the melting pot, a bunch of people who come together because they cherish and want to be a part of American values and the American system. I mean, he saw that long, long before, at least was willing to talk about it publicly on a presidential debate stage. He knew he was never going to be president long before really anybody else did.
Sure. Tom Tancredo was sort of the voice crying in the wilderness before, people were really thinking about this. I mean, he was against illegal immigration and fighting the good fight before it was, popular. And I'm just happy that, he kind of paved the way to do that. And I'm, getting to, follow in his footsteps and actually see some results from, the work that he's done long ago. And of course, Trump getting results from this issue.
Yeah, his signature issue, a wall. The prototypes are being examined. A wall. It really feels like we may actually start building a wall and securing that southern border. And just by enforcing current immigration policy, illegal immigration has dropped so significantly just in these first 10 or 11 months of the Trump administration. We're talking with State Representative Dave Williams. His sanctuary city legislation didn't pass the legislature this last session, but now he's using that to ask gubernatorial candidates about their position on it. Everybody who knows Tancredo already kind of knew where he stood. You've gotten some feedback, though not direct, from Walker Stapleton that really indicates he won't support it. Before we let you go, Dave, what is your answer to the politicians who will say, no, I can't come out for that? I will alienate a very significant portion of the voting population if I actually take a stand on stopping illegal immigration and punishing politicians who defy federal law, and then people get hurt.
I'd say it's a false narrative. The people are going to be on your side. This is a part of the reason why they voted in President Trump, is because he came, so heavily against illegal immigration. And beyond that, regardless if it's a popular, position or not, you're obligated to do the right thing. We swore an oath to protect and defend, the Constitution of the United States, and we're there to serve, Americans, America first, right? Our obligation is to serve the citizenry. And if we can't do that, then we have no business being there. So, you know, don't be afraid. Take courage. And you'll definitely be on the record. Now, just one more thing I want to say about this. I can guarantee you that you're going to see a lot more. You're going to see more people who are in it for the right reasons. In my bill passes, you'll see more people for the right reasons get in. I had Democrats on the state house floor kind of tell me privately that if my bill ever passed, they wouldn't serve. They'd get out because they don't want to get sued. And I think that's just, you know, a small little testimony to what good legislation like this can do and what effect it can have.
Well, and it's getting some play, at least on Fox News this morning, that a Border Patrol agent, Rogelio Martinez, I wonder what his background is with that name, was killed this morning in the line of duty down on the southern border. And thank goodness we've got a president who is supporting our border agents and re-empowering them, adding to their numbers, and continuing to push this drive toward a secure southern border. I think it is a winning issue for politicians, and I think that the fear of Republicans to take on what are winning popular issues because they think the media won't like them, they're going to get bad press, and they're too busy dividing up constituencies and little groups to see if I can get a little from here and a little over there. I think that's the reason that Republicans often win these really, often lose these really significant races.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I can't argue with that. It's here at the end of the day, it is a winning issue. Anyone who supports my bill is going to get, definitely in a Republican primary, they're going to get a bump. But I'll also tell you this: anyone who opposes my bill is agreeing with the Democrats, and they essentially and effectively want criminals to run loose on the streets, criminal aliens running loose on the streets and putting at risk citizens. So I implore Walker Stapleton to change his mind, or at least give me a call so I can give them the facts, and anyone else running, you know, support my bill, because this isn't going away. I'm not going away. And who's ever governor, hopefully I'll get it to your desk.
Representative Dave Williams, how can people follow your work and maybe help put some pressure on these people who are campaigning to be our next governor to actually answer the question?
Sure. Great question. If any of your listeners want to, help me get this ball rolling here, go ahead and visit my website. It's at www.daveforcolorado.com. That's daveforcolorado.com. Or follow me on Twitter. It's my username is at Rep Dave Williams, and you can find me there as well, and we'll go ahead and keep pushing the ball.
All right, well, keep up the great work. Thanks for spending some time with us up here in Denver and the listeners on 710 KNUS. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Randy.
All right. 303-696-1971 is the number. 303-696-1971. Time to squeeze in a couple of calls maybe when we come back on the other side. And then at 8:30, cannot wait to have spent some time with her over the weekend. Nothing's changed about Michelle Malkin. Still as fiery as ever. And she's coming out in full-throated support of gubernatorial candidate Tom Tancredi.